John Rourke held the python in both fists. He didn't trust the M16 to be that accurate. To kill Karamazov would be easier, but the knife could still plunge forward. He had to disable the arm. His finger moved against the trigger of the Metalifton magnaported Colt, the hammer to full stand. The glowing bayonet sprang upward from his left arm, Karamazov's right hand clamping over his left forearm as Rourke threw himself into a run. The distance between him and the man he so wanted to kill, again, less than 50 yards. Rourke shot the guard standing beside Karamazov as the man lifted his assault rifle to fire. Rourke swung the muzzle toward Karamazov. Karamazov, seeming to stumble on the rock, skidding, recovering, and running just 25 yards away now. Rourke swung the muzzle of the python right.
Sarah,
an assault rifle blazing from her hands, was running from the far end of the camp, Annie with her, Madison half-walking behind them, firing an assault rifle behind her. Dr. Halverson shot a pistol point-blank into the face of an attacker. The Japanese Kuranami, a knife in each hand, hacked, slashed, and killed his way forward. Rourke looked back toward Natalia.
John! John!
Karamazov vanished into the tumult. Rourke emptied the python into the torso of a man armed with an assault rifle, ready to shoot Natalia. Rourke was beside her now, the big Gerber from his belt slicing through her bindings.
Watch behind me, Natalia.
Natalia's body visibly sagged as Rourke worked the knife against the ropes. He rose, glanced behind him once, and saw Sarah and the others closing toward his position.
Lean on me.
He felt her left arm across his shoulder, limply.
I'm too weak.
Rourke swept her up into his arms, naked, holding her against him, close. He moved her away from the wet rocks and set her down on the ground for an instant, sheathing the spear-pointed Gerber. Rourke slipped the rucksack straps and the slings for the M16 rifles, stripping away his battered brown leather bomber jacket, and easing Natalia up into a sitting position, putting the jacket around her trembling shoulders.
I tried. I almost had him. Someone struck me down from behind, and I woke up.
Worry about it later. We gotta get out of here. Slip your arms into the jacket.
I'm...
Do as you're told.
I can still shoot. Give me a gun.
Better than that.
Rourke shoved the rucksack toward her as she leaned back on one elbow. Sarah, Annie, and the others were holding back the Russians for the moment. Rourke reached into the musette bag slung at his left side for his syringe kit. He saw the mark on the inside of Natalia's left forearm, and he pulled her left arm toward him, swabbing the area from the previous injection with a pre-soaked alcohol-saturated cotton ball. He started to bring the point of one of the hypos toward her arm, and involuntarily, it seemed, Natalia drew her arm back.
Get the shot. Then I've got a big complex for you to keep going.
Vladimir, he gave me some type of hallucinogen. It made me see these horrible things, feel them crawling up inside of me, and...
Rourke looked into her almost surreal blue eyes. They were clearer seeming than when he cut her down a moment ago.
I'm gonna kill him. He's a walking dead man.
Rourke gave her the first shot.
Oh.
He swabbed an area further up her arm. He found a vein and administered the second shot. He bent her arm back at the elbow, his jacket sleeve pushed above it. Pocketing the syringe kit in the musette bag, Rourke drew one of the M16s from the ground beside him, worked the bolt, set the selector at full auto.
Thank you, John. I love you.
Then Sarah was beside him.
Michael, how is he?
Alive, but he needs a transfusion from you or Annie. I gave him two pints, and he's holding on. Paul's looking after him. With all of you here, I had to come.
I understand. Kuranami was going to fly us out of here after we got to Natalia. Why don't you fly one chopper now, Kuranami and the other?
I don't think I could walk far, but I can fly one of those new helicopters. It doesn't require using your legs.
Annie was on Rourke's other side now, one of the Stechkin-type pistols blazing from her right fist.
Daddy, give me some cover.
Rourke fired the M16 toward more of the Soviet troopers. He saw a flash of white passing from his left side and reappearing on his right as Annie and Sarah slid Annie's slip onto Natalia.
What the hell happened to your face?
A rifle butt. I saw the son of a bitch that did it.
Don't talk like that. Who the hell taught you that kind of language?
I saw him when we left the tent. Now he's dead, and I'm fine. And I'll talk the way I want. I'm almost 28 years old, remember?
Yeah, well.
Rourke's shots peeled two men away from Kuranami as the Japanese hacked and slashed with his bayonets.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Rourke rose to his feet, ramming a fresh magazine in his M16.
Annie, take that rucksack and distribute the weapons.
I'll help Natalia get where we're going.
Rourke turned to look at the two women he loved. Natalia looked slightly ridiculous, the brown leather jacket zipped in front and miles too big for her. Annie slipped, covering her legs, a double holster rig around her waist, her face drawn, pained. Sarah, wearing her inevitable blue jeans and a faded blue t-shirt, a bandana tied around her hair, was struggling to get Natalia from her knees to a standing position. Both of them looked like beautiful brown rats.
I'll help too. You distribute the weapons.
Rourke's daughter thrust the rucksack into his left hand. She had the belt for the Scoremaster around her waist, and Sarah held the Trapper Scorpion 45 in her left fist. Natalia sagged against her, standing. Natalia's left arm draped across Sarah's shoulders. In Natalia's right fist was one of the L-frames. Madison's right fist held the other L-frame. Rourke grabbed up the other two M16s and tossed Elaine Halverson the rucksack, then put down covering fire for the group.
Your pistol and Kuranami's pistol, some spare magazine. Hold on to them.
Rourke dropped the emptied M16 down on its sling. With a fresh M16 in each fist, he started ahead. The three women just behind him, Elaine Halverson and Kuranami bringing up the rear. Kuranami now with a pistol in his right fist, a bayonet in his left. The rain continued in sheets as the wind picked up. Rourke felt the fatigue as he ran, still exhausted from the previous night's work and worn down by the transfusions he gave Michael. Rourke emptied the pistol in his right hand. Then the pistol in his left, and turned to Madison as they ran.
Here, reload these.
All right.
The haggard group dashed through the middle of the camp, racing for the gunships, their only chance at escape.
Your pistols!
Let's roll!
The enemy was disappearing now, and not running from him, Sarah, or the others. He looked overhead. The wind had changed. It was driving straight down, swirling the rain in all directions with hurricane force. He looked up and saw hovering above symbols he thought he would never see again, black swastikas outlined in white.
Graphic audio, a movie in your mind.